Speaker.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free as we launch into the second hour of this radio program. We're here live on this Saturday evening, and you can call in about anything you want. We have been talking about corrupt, lying, hypocritical politicians, and Rob Ford is just the most recent example. The Toronto mayor who has now made international headlines. I'd never heard of him before, but now I have. And he smoked some crack cocaine on video and at first denied it. Then, when the police investigated and found out it was true,
once stared in the face by the proof.
Yeah, he did actually admit to it. So there's a little bit more on his story that we can share with you.
So is he an attorney, by the way?
Ford? I don't think so.
So many of the politicians are attorneys.
He just seems like a buffoon.
Well, these things don't preclude each other.
Yeah, that's true. So
I just love that he's following the first rules of criminal defense. Deny, deny, deny.
Right.
He's just denying everything until he gets faces with the proof. Then he apologizes, and then he continues to deny more things. And
not only has he said that he's sorry for it, but he also claimed that it was the first time that it ever happened. He claimed that he was in a drunken stupor, and he's not going to leave his job. He loves his job, he says. I love my city. I love being your mayor. Ford admitted to smoking crack cocaine to reporters earlier Tuesday, this was last week, at the Toronto City Hall. But am I an addict, he asks. No. He said, I don't do drugs. He stressed.
You know, that's a funny, because it speaks of the moment, right?
Like, yeah.
It's speaking
right now,
about the president.
Press conference.
I have decided that I don't do drugs when I walked in,
right.
And I may change my mind after I walk out.
He certainly may. Everybody's free to change their mind in this world. We're going to go to more of Rob Ford's story here, but I also invited you to call in. You're welcome to share your thoughts on Rob Ford, but also maybe you want to tell us about some other corruption story, because there's certainly no shortage of political corruption out there. We can't find out about all of it here on Free Talk Live, so what do you want to share? Let's go to Alan, listening WGAN in Portland, Maine. Hey, Alan.
Hello. How are you
welcome,
tonight?
Sir. Just great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I think this mayor is hilarious. I'd like to have him in Maine instead of Governor LePage. Any day of the week.
Just for the entertainment value? Just for the entertainment value?
Yeah, and he's more personable than LePage is. Oh, LePage is he's terrible. But anyway, what I called about was the mayor in Houston, Texas there that ran without sending any pictures of himself out there on his flyers, and he ran as a black man, and he won, and now they find out he's white, and they're angry.
Yeah, I don't think he was... I don't think he was running as a mayor. I think he was like some city council or rep or something like that.
Whatever it was.
How did he run as a black man?
Well, he just he led him to believe that he was a black man. It's funny.
I believe he had promotional materials. Remember, he ran for a small thing, and so he had sort of door hangers or Slim Jims or something like that.
Right.
That
had, and then he had black
people on it.
He had black women saying what he was going to do for their children and all that. And, hey, he ran on the issues. They want to take race out of the race.
So what you're saying is his photograph didn't appear anywhere on his campaign materials?
No, nowhere. And then after they elected him, now his pictures are out there. They're furious. I think it's hilarious.
That's interesting. Thank you, Alan, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, I guess I really wouldn't be able to make a statement on that without actually having seen the campaign literature to somehow, you know, determine how this would have been misleading. Because if you're marketing to, black neighborhoods, then there's certainly nothing wrong with putting black people on your flyer that you're marketing, you know, toward.
Well, I mean,
if you're marketing towards a certain group of people that, you know, may identify with the people on the flyer, that's what you want.
Yeah, you're probably... Yeah. So this seems to be a very good indication that, he duped him. The fact is, he ran for a small position. It was, on a board for, the community college or something like that.
Okay.
And he's a conservative, Republican, old, white guy running in a largely Democratic, black area, as far as, you know how they draw these maps, these political maps. They're drawn all over to better represent people, which, it's gerrymandering. They don't make these things squares. They don't make them circles. They don't make them triangles. They make them these giant, weird shapes. Sometimes they just run along a highway, and then they go get another area. So they're a mess, and it's just a guy who played the game, and one can draw whatever conclusion one wishes to draw from it, but I think that I think that there is a racial component, an ethnic component to this this particular race, and you can hear from the Daily Beast, a somewhat liberal leaning yep. thing, says this by Jamel Bowie here says let's say you're a white conservative Republican politician vying to represent a mostly black and Democratic area in the board that governs the community college. You could present yourself honestly and try your best to convert voters and convince them that you'll represent their interests, or you could fabricate a persona to hope to confuse enough voters to win. Dave Wilson, an anti-gay candidate in Houston, Texas, did the latter. So he's not denying that people were confused basically by his race. He's just upset about it.
Well, that same article says that he distributed flyers with photographs of smiling African Americans,
yep.
captioned with the words, quote, "Please vote for our friend and neighbor, Dave Wilson."
Yep.
So I guess you could argue that, it says here, pictures were grabbed from a casual internet search. I guess you could argue that if the flyer has a picture of a human being, and it's written as
several human beings.
Right, and it's written as though that we are this man's friends, and if the man actually doesn't know those people, then yeah, that's dishonest.
Yep.
Right? Like if it's just some sort of clip art. Or what do you call that? I guess clip art's actually usually artwork, but just the royalty-free pictures, right? So
yeah.
There's these photographs you can go online, and some of them you can just get for free. Some of them you go to a website and you pay one-time fee, and you get all this access to these royalty-free
so
photos.
These people weren't his friends.
Yeah,
that he misled his constituents by saying that people that weren't his friends were friends. What does friend mean anyway?
Call in now, friend,
at 855-450-3733. Mm-hmm. I mean, friend can mean anything.
That to me is the issue with the flyer, is that the language is certainly not honest. The appearance of the flyer doesn't sound like it's very honest. But if he'd actually had a black family, from where was this?
Near Houston,
a black family from Houston that knows this guy, Dave Wilson, and is a friend of this man, then it would be a completely legitimate flyer in that case. But he didn't. He cut corners and dishonest.
To me, it's basically irrelevant, and what it shows is the vast ignorance of the electorate, no matter what their color is. Would it have made a difference if it was a black politician that put white people on his flyer? I don't think it would have, but I can see why people are upset, but mostly why they're upset is that the thing that doesn't want to get said is that there's a lot of the electorate that makes decisions for very, very shallow reasons on why to vote for a politician.
Now, you're jumping to a conclusion, by the way, that the reason this man won was because of his flyers.
It's a general conclusion. I am jumping to a conclusion.
And
however, a lot of people have jumped to the same conclusion.
It could have simply been that a bunch of people voted for him because his name was Dave Wilson, and he sounded like, their grandpa or something like that, or they thought they recognized the name.
There you go, Wilson. I don't know what to tell you about that. I mean, whatever.
Why would somebody vote for someone? There's a lot of reasons why people will enter a race. And as you said, this was some lowball, no-name race in this area. So it wasn't one of the top. This wasn't mayor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how many people actually had any kind of knowledge about who this man was? How many times have you voted in a local race just because you thought you knew who the person was? You thought you'd seen their name on television or something like that at some point in the past? I'm not necessarily asking you, Mark, but those of you listening.
I think that this is
happen?
This is very, very true. I've gone to elections, and when they're nonpartisan, I don't even know what to do. Back in the day, I voted Republican on everything.
How many times have you received a flyer in the mail and thought, this is the man I got to vote for.
Well, the fact is that if you get a flyer for just one candidate, generally that's the candidate you're going to vote for.
Is that right, Mark? Is that how you vote? Because that's not how I vote. 855
I usually don't vote for them, I don't know.
855-450-3733. I've never had a political flyer work on me. Free Talk Live.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Midas Resources. November 14th, 2013, gold opened at $1,286.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,333.13, $666.56 for a half ounce, or $333.28 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,333.13, $666.56, and $333.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you might like here on this live Saturday edition of the program. 888-855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. I forgot to mention that earlier. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So feel free to utilize that as an option for you if you want to get in touch with us about whatever's on your mind. And maybe you want to do more than just get what's on your mind out on the airwaves. Maybe you want to get your thoughts out on the Internet. Well, for that, you might just need to have a blog site. And Squarespace.com can help make that happen for you. Now, this isn't some crappy free service. They do have a free component. You can go to Squarespace.com, and you can get a free website from Squarespace. But, you know, it has to be hosted at, like, Squarespace's URL. You can't apply your own custom URL to that. So there's reasons why you're going to want to upgrade to their hosting package for all of $8 per month. But the number one reason you want to do it is because it's easy. And the number two reason is it's really attractive. So the Squarespace themes that they have for your site that you select as soon as you create your account, you start right in on the creation process for your website. First thing you do, you want to pick the theme. So maybe you want to do a blog. They've got different blog themes. They've got portfolios, too. Maybe you're an artist. You want to show off your wares. You can do that. They've also got e-commerce as an option, a very detailed e-commerce option, which is excellent. And you go to Squarespace.com, sign up with your email, and get right in there and start tooling around. Create your own website. It's so easy. Even Mark can do it.
Yes, it's true.
And if you run up against something that's confusing and need some help, you can just get in touch with their 24/7 support staff. They're there all the time. It's $8 a month to start, and that includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. Now, whether you sign up for a year or you sign up monthly, you can get an extra 10% off by using Free Talk Live's discount code, which is FTL and the number 11. So go to Squarespace.com. You've been thinking about blogging. You've been thinking about getting a website for yourself. There's no reason why you shouldn't have one, and there's no reason why it shouldn't look as good as any other professionally designed website out there.
And they've got shopping cart kind of things that they can do. E-commerce. The website.
Yeah, yes. E-commerce, sorry. So if you've got stuff to sell, you can do that as well. You can sell digital copies of things. You can sell real-life, you know, product. Code FTL11, save yourself 10% over at squarespace.com. So we continue here. We've got political corruption on the mind this evening on Free Talk Live as enticed by the Rob Ford crack-smoking mayor story out of Toronto. But he's certainly not the only corrupt scumbag politician. You're welcome to tell your stories if you've got them or bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Brian is in Virginia listening on his smartphone. Hey, Brian.
Thank you for taking my call.
Go ahead, sir.
With Mayor Ford, just a quick comment. If they do not indict this fool and throw him in jail, they're going to have to apologize to all the drug users they did put in jail and give him a free get-out-of-jail-free card.
I think that that's probably true, but didn't one of the things I think here is that he's admitted to smoking crack, but he didn't necessarily admit to smoking crack at that one moment. Maybe he did. I don't know. The fact is that George Bush, admitted to using drugs. Barack Obama did. Bill Clinton did. Which one of these guys went to jail?
None of them went to jail, and I think they all should.
Yeah, they're just not going to go. I don't think anybody should go to jail for this stuff. However, I see the hypocrisy in it.
I think they should release everybody from jail who's ever just done drugs. If you haven't hurt anybody else, you don't deserve to be in a jail cell.
And most mayors don't fall into that category.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that, but I do agree with the fact that if they don't get put in jail, then they should release the others. You know, what's good for the goose is good
for
the
gander. So you don't think that people who haven't hurt other people should be set free?
I think anybody who breaks the law should be punished by the law.
You don't really think that. I mean, nobody really thinks that. Let's run it down here. I'll go ahead and do it. The fact is that capturing escaped slaves in the 1800s was the law, and people broke the law in order to help people be free. It was legal for Pol Pot to do a purge in Cambodia. Hitler and Mussolini, all these guys operated under the color of law. You don't really think law is important, do you? I mean, it's just words written down on paper by people that we consider to be liars, generally.
No, I believe, especially in our system, we have ways of changing laws, but until the laws are changed, that they need to be adhered to.
So then you would, just to clarify, if you were around in the 1800s, you would have been advocating that the people who helped escaped slaves find safety, that those people should have been arrested and put in prison.
What I would have been advocating was to change the law.
But until then,
in the meantime, you would have...
One of these is going to have to give here. You're either going to say, no, I don't think the law is tantamount, even though we can change it, or, yes, I think that the Quakers and the other people in the Underground Railroad should have gone to jail. You've got to do one or the other. You're stuck.
I think if they broke the law and the law caught them, they should be in jail.
You're sick, man.
I think that that's crazy.
That's sad. It's really sad. I mean, these are your neighbors and your friends that you're talking about. These aren't people who've hurt anybody. Let's fast forward back to today.
How about bad law? Is it possible to have a bad law and do good people abide by bad laws?
I do believe it is possible to have bad laws. Our history has proven
great.
That to be true.
Excellent.
But what you're saying is that even when those laws exist, you think they should be obeyed by everyone?
Yeah, I definitely think they should be.
Okay. One last time.
So you would have turned
George Washington, then,
right?
Thomas Jefferson, these guys, the George Washington didn't sign the Declaration of Independence. The people who signed the Declaration of Independence declared this country to be free, did so illegally from the King of England. They then picked up arms and they shot soldiers, government workers from England. Did those people, should they have hung from nooses?
No,
now you're
really
stuck, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
They broke the law, man.
So you're asking me a question I'm just not familiar with. I don't know that anybody broke the law.
Oh, yes, they broke the law. Look, kings don't like revolutions. No government has ever said, okay, your revolution is legal. Now you know. So I'm asking you, was it okay for the founding fathers to pick up arms and fight soldiers? You don't really think that that's legal, do you?
I do think that was, I mean, if we were living under the king's law, and the king's law says we shouldn't have done that, and we rebelled, and we made our own laws, and we were detached from them, I mean, you're asking me, could the king be empowered to come over here and throw people in jail because of that? I believe the king could have been empowered to do that.
Well, how about I make a new law right now, and I say, you have the power to not obey bad laws. Since I've said it, can then you be released from the stupid adherence to bad laws because I have made a new one for you?
You know,
like
really
we revolted.
Nice, really nice to have a law like that. To my knowledge, we have something very similar to that called jury nullification, where the jury does not believe the law should be in existence, they can exonerate somebody from that.
And that's true. They can do that. But it's just sad to see that people like you would be cheering on the system in the meantime, advocating that people who've broken bad laws should be put in a jail cell. I hope you'll reconsider that. Thanks for the call, Brian. 855-453.
It's an untenable position.
It's
in
inhumane.
That position, all you can do is justify every atrocity that's ever existed because some maniac has said, look, I'm in charge.
855-453. Share your thoughts. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target.
At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA four-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want here toll-free. 855-450-FREE. 453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And that toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. You can also visit our website. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Just go to freetalklive.com. You get to create the content there on the front page of the site. Everything you see on the front page as you scroll down, those numbered items, news items, YouTube videos, blog posts, whatever they might be. And they were put there by listeners like you. So you find something online you think's interesting, you want to share with our other listeners, just submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com, then is subject to being voted upon by other listeners like you, and then ultimately we'll know what you think's interesting and maybe talk about it on the air. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive.
I recently switched my brand of coffee to BuzzBox coffee, and there are a few reasons. Well, for one, coffee is a very absorbent product. It's a very absorbent crop, and it tends to absorb things like herbicides and pesticides and lead in the soil and these things. Coffee isn't generally grown in the United States, so it all comes from other countries. It doesn't have the oversight that other crops might have. And those things disturb me. I want the things that I put in my body at least to have some kind of clue generally where they come from. And if I can make a choice, a better choice for my health, I'm going to do that. That's one of the reasons. The other reason is that BuzzBox is, we've teamed up with BuzzBox to provide 100 microloans via World Vision to farmers in third world countries so that they can have their own farms, allowing them to buy their own small coffee farms so that they can work raise their families in a much better way. They get out of the sort of worker class that's got to stink so badly in third world countries. So that's the reason that I switched to BuzzBox Coffee. I hope you'll join us and get this great organic shade-grown Arabica-grade fairly traded coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. In order to facilitate this, we will give you the first pound free. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
They're that confident you're going to like it.
Right, and it's really great. It's really, really great coffee. You haven't had coffee this good likely ever, or certainly you're not going to find better coffee. So there you go, coffee.freetalklive.com, and we're trying to fund 100 microloans, so we need your help at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Corruption, there's all kinds of corruption out there, and you're welcome to share your stories or bring up anything. Carl's with us listening to WPG in Atlantic City. Hey, Carl.
Hi. What I want to speak about, of course, we had elections in November, and we had a really close assembly race. And I went and watched the Board of Elections do the ballots and provisionals. First night was 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. Wow. The next night was 2 p.m., and I left at 10 p.m. And what I didn't like is, you know, the board was fair and balanced. It was two Republicans, two Democrats. And if it went 2-2, they got in a pile and they ended up going to court. But here's what I didn't like. They got to a town, Pleasantville, and the leader of the Democratic Party, the chairman, he threw a paper on the table and said, "Why don't you challenge this?" Right? He's angry. Okay. And because this town, he says it, I think you're challenging more ballots and provisionals in this town because the makeup is, Hispanic and black. And that's, I watched this whole thing that every town was treated the same. And he's trying to, I thought he was trying to influence that board. And then one board member of that board, a Democrat, a black woman, she says, "I want to put in the record that I think more of these ballots and provisionals are being challenged because of the Hispanic and black population of this town." And that made me angry. I mean, I can't say anything. I'm just observing. But I did the next morning on the station. I brought it out. And an interesting thing was, later that chairman, he caught up, and he was like walking on eggshells. He said, "I want to say that the election board treated every town equally." And they did. They did. Now, it went to court. It went to
court.
So
tell me what this challenge is. The challenge is they're challenging a voter, or they're challenging – what exactly is the challenge? I'm a little confused about that.
Well, the challenge was on – see, people would go to the polls, and they weren't allowed to use the machines because of whatever reason. Maybe their name's not in the book, or okay, there was something wrong. And a lot of these ones that went to the judge were the poll workers helped voters fill out provisional ballots. Okay. And it was like, really? I mean, why did that?
What does that mean? What is a provisional ballot?
A provisional ballot is a ballot that sort of gets taken to the side in case, for whatever reason, it's close, and maybe those ballots might, you know, through a court case, be entered in. So basically, you vote, and if for whatever
reason, don't normally count.
Provisional ballots do not count generally.
What it is you can't go into the machine and do your vote. You have to fill your vote out on a paper and sign it and all that stuff. And
then I see.
They right. But they were signed off on them by poll workers that they were assisted in doing that. And the lawyer for the Republicans said, "No, you can't do that." What's the reason they were allowed to help them do it, in other words, in the Democratic?
So would this be for, like, elderly people that can't make it physically into the booth to vote somehow? They're kind of being assisted by somebody?
No, it's not that, because if they were allowed to sign the book and go into the booth, that would have been the end of that. No, it's people, there's some other discrepancy. It could be their address. It could be their name's not in the book, so they can't sign. What made me mad is they threw the race card out. And we're not Selma in 1960, and we're not that now. We weren't that in 1960. That's what bothered me about it. Mm. You know, why did they throw the race card out, you know?
I guess it's convenient. Thanks, Carl, for the call tonight. Okay, I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, it's a shame, and it's a real shame, but... You know, race is a reality in politics here in the United States. It's also it's a lever. It's a cudgel with which to beat your opponent over the head. I wish that this wasn't the case, but sadly it is.
Well, and in a lot of cases, race is an issue where, you know, you do have corruption amongst officials who are racist and police who are racist. And, you know, so I can understand why some people would see that happening everywhere, especially if it's happened to them in the past. Maybe they see it a little more often than it's actually happening. But I can understand, you know, why some might be inclined to that. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. Corey is with us in Savannah, Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live listening via the TuneIn app. Hey, Corey.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome,
I just
sir.
Wanted to. I've kind of got distracted by your last two callers since I first called, but I wanted to say that the Marion Perry caller and Brian, their arguments are morally and cognitively bankrupt, and anyone who would support the enforcement of an unjust law only legitimizes the abuse of force and the use of force on the part of the state, which
sure.
I kind of find to be a problem.
Governments tend to be very conservative organizations. They change slowly. I don't mean conservative in the way that politics is conservative here in the United States. I mean conservative in that they change slowly. And so to suggest that because, something's law, somehow or another, the people that, you know, call themselves rulers have managed to either change or institute or keep in power some dumb law.
Well, they would never call themselves your ruler, Mark. They would call themselves leaders. They're leaders.
Or servants. Sometimes they'll even say
servants
in order to...
That's true. It's usually the news media that calls them leaders.
Confuse you about these things. But, you know, these... if the law's bad, the law's bad. And you may have to deal with a legal challenge as far as it goes, but it's right to disobey a bad law.
Absolutely.
Yes, I completely agree. Next, another thing I got distracted by before I can cover what I really wanted to cover was that the last caller called a board of two Democrats and two Republicans fair and balanced, which is not true because there was no one there representing anyone with any kind of moral authority. And
great
then I just
point, Corey.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
And then I wanted to read a part of... Emma Goldman's anarchism.
Stand by on that part. We'll bring you back here in a moment. More with Corey and Emma Goldman and your thoughts as well about whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Here's a strange thought. The government shut down and your colon could be a parallel. If your colon shuts down like the government, you could be in trouble. Your organs feed off the nutrients that move through your colon. If your colon has corruption, problems, you could get very ill. People with bathroom struggles love Life Change Tea. If you drink Life Change Tea, you'll avoid a colon shutdown. You will have more energy and feel great. You might even lose some weight. There's one key element to all of this working. You have to take the product. Just do it. So here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com, and there's a lot more product than just tea. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Again, avoid a shutdown. Let's get the tea.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make.
Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here if you want, toll free at 855-450-FREE. The overarching discussion has been corrupt politicians, but it's led into other areas like obeying the law. This idea that the law is this sacred thing. Yeah, it can be wrong, but in the meantime, while it's still wrong, people need to obey it while they work to change it. And this is a relatively, it's shocking how common this particular viewpoint is. It is immoral. It is also just inhumane, in my opinion, because if a law is wrong, then the thing to do, the right thing to do, sure, you can work on changing it, but the right thing to do is to disobey it, especially if it's a law that says that you have to turn in somebody who's, like, let's say, an escaped slave, for instance.
It's a good example because it clearly shows an immoral law. There's no bickering, generally no bickering about whether or not people can own people.
So we can continue here. We were also talking about Rob Ford, the crack-smoking mayor of Toronto, who claims he only did it that one time, and it was just a drunken stupor he was in. He never would have done it otherwise. We'll continue to analyze his case, but want to get your thoughts, most importantly. Corey in Savannah wanted to share with us a little bit of Emma Goldman before we move on. Go ahead, Corey.
The state itself is the greatest criminal, breaking every written and natural law, stealing in the form of taxes, killing in the form of war and capital punishment. It has come to an absolute standstill in coping with crime. It has failed to eliminate or even minimize the scourge of its own creation. Crime is naught but misdirected energy, so long as every institution of today, economic, political, social, and moral, conspires to misdirect human energies into wrong channels, so long as most people are out of place doing the things they hate to do, living a life they loathe to live, crime will be inevitable. And all the laws and statutes can only increase and never do away with crime. I just wanted to read that because I was reading it earlier this week and I figured I would share it on the air. So,
certainly true, you. Corey. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE.
You know, I'm here on Free Talk Live. We are aware of the militarization of police and more libertarians, conservatives, Tea Party members, you know, all kinds of different people are being profiled by the government as a domestic terror threat. As a matter of fact, the FBI infiltrated the Quakers. Also, the Department of Homeland Security is arming to the teeth with thousands of firearms, billions of rounds of ammunition, armored tanks, and all that's packaged with a state surveillance grid. So what are they doing with all that firepower? I don't know the answer. Probably you don't either. But I do know that Infidel Body Armor is our new sponsor here on Free Talk Live. They've got a full range of products so that you're prepared in the event of any kind of civil unrest, whatever it might be. You can support liberty-based businesses. Go there to infidelbodyarmor.com and pay them a visit. It's infidelbodyarmor.com. You'll find a full selection of protective body armor and supplies. The government's preparing for something. Shouldn't you, too? Infidel Body Armor, they just won't quit.
All right, let's continue here. Joe is listening to WSNO in Barry, Vermont. Hey, Joe.
How are you, Ian?
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, listen, I think if I hear one more time that there's a health care law fix, my head is going to explode. you know, I think we're in real big trouble here, and no one's smart enough to figure the whole thing out. We're in a situation where the Republicans, who are against any form of any kind of government mandate, are now in favor of the president coming back and mandating that the health insurance companies pick up policies that they've discontinued. Mm. And I think that this, in the end, is going to come back to bite and bite hard, they're going to turn this on them. Wait a minute, you weren't for the health care mandate, but now all of a sudden you're for reinstating canceled policies, which is in fact a mandate, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
You know,
you're not going to mandate your way into better health. You're not going to be able to forcing companies to do things that are against their best interest is generally going to not pan out very well. And whether it's the Republicans wanting to force them to do thing A or the Democrats wanting to force them to do thing B, unfortunately, all of those things reduce the number of options that we have in the marketplace. Because
I think the only fix here is to finally repeal the stupid thing. I mean,
that would be the best fix, but then let's go all the way and repeal all government involvement in healthcare whatsoever, because the system that we had before Obamacare wasn't a great system either. It's a very, very governmental kind of controlled system. There's a lot of regulatory agencies that cost billions of dollars that make the price of coming out with a new medicine, for instance, or some new technology very, very cost prohibitive, and thereby meaning that all those costs have to be passed on to the customer. In this case, that means sick people or people paying for insurance plans. And that means prices continually go up. So even if Obamacare hadn't passed, or even if we could simply repeal Obamacare, we would still be saddled with all of the problems that the previous system had. So really, if people cared about health care, if anybody in Washington, D.C. cared about other people's health care, they would be proposing that the government's regulatory agencies be abolished and the government get out of health care in every way, shape, or form, and allow the marketplace to decide what technologies and what medicines are available out there, and let people decide how to help folks. Because obviously there's the issue of, well, what about the poor? Well, let's let the poor get help from people who care instead of faceless bureaucrats.
Also, if you get rid of this cartelized medical system, which is essentially what's going on here, this Obamacare law has turned over insurance to just a few big insurance companies, creating a cartel. And also, it's going to be AMA-type medicine as opposed to whatever kind of medicine that one may prefer, naturopathy or homeopathy or whatever it is that somebody might want to do. Who am I to say? You should be able to do whatever kind of medicine you want, and competition is going to drive down prices.
After hearing, you know, over and over again, you can keep your health care plan, I come away from this whole thing and knowing what we know now, that they knew back in 2010 that the healthcare plans weren't going to be there, people weren't going to be able to keep these things. You know, I walk away from this week and seeing all this stuff, and I go, there was a guy by the name of Richard Nixon whom we were impeached for far less than, I believe this president blatantly lied to the American people to pass this agenda.
So did every president ever.
There's more than half Americans think that, but I suspect that more than half the Americans think that George Bush lied to get the U.S. into the war in Iraq, too. So
he sure did.
That's, I don't know whether he lied or not, but he's certainly didn't do enough job ferreting out the truth.
He lied when he said he didn't support nation building when he was running for office, and he also lied when he said he was for smaller government. Hey, thanks, Joe, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Dave is in Florida listening online. Hey, Dave.
How you doing? I have a quick question.
Go ahead, sir.
From Florida.
Yes,
is it legal for a attorney, not an attorney, I mean a traffic judge, I'm assuming it's a traffic judge, to also have a an attorney practice at the same time in his name?
Yes, as I understand it. Now, I'm no attorney, but a lot of judges are actually sitting attorneys.
Right, so there's nothing
in private practice. That's correct. The judge here he would just have to basically, you know, this attorney or this judge would have to reveal any kind of conflicts of interest that he would have in a case as a result of knowing the parties or having represented the parties in any other matter.
But lots and lots of judges still practice.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure about that. All right. Thank you.
There you go, Dave. Thanks for the call tonight. Yeah. Definitely not an attorney on this show, but
I couldn't tell you what's legal, but I can tell you that lots and lots of judges still practice. The fact is,
here in town practices.
There are more than one. But the fact is that the lawyers can't tell you what's legal either. Mm-hmm. I just read an article this week that in fact says the federal government doesn't know how many laws it has. Can you imagine how onerous the laws must be if they can't count them?
How could they?
Well, they could count them.
There's so many damn books. I mean, there's code.
There's
over
no reason
here,
to count them
there.
Because they only enforce the ones they feel like enforcing. You know, the nonsense about you can't skydive on Sunday, or you can't look up while relieving yourself, or, you know, a variety of other dumb laws. Mm-hmm. In Massachusetts, it's illegal to eat. You can get up to a year in jail for eating peanuts in church on Sunday. I mean, it's nuts.
What if they're circus peanuts?
I don't know. I mean, it seems appropriate, as I was saying. I don't know.
No, I mean the candy ones, you know. Don't they call those circus peanuts?
They could.
I guess you've never seen these things before. Have you not seen the candy-looking peanuts? They, I don't know what they taste like. They look awful. Not awful.
I guess I don't know.
I don't know if they're orange or whatever.
Those things.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
Called circus peanuts.
Is that so?
I believe so. Anyway, 855. You're supposed to know everything, Mark. 855, 450. I thought you were a super genius.
Well, I guess I just don't know your confectionery preferences.
That's certainly not a preference. I can't even say I've ever had one. 855, 450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up. Live Saturday edition. You take control.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.